Are you living from a place of survival, or are you living from a place of love? See, over my entire life, I have lived from a place of survival. I have lived and done things for other people. I have set goals for my family. I have set goals for my partner. I have set goals and done things to pay the bills. But never have I done things from a place of loving myself, from the things that I have wanted. So if you fall in this category, if you feel that you've been doing things in your life for other people and not for yourself, this podcast episode is for you. See, I want to share an experience that I had with you this morning. During my morning walk, I had an instructor, right, for my walk jog, and I had my headphones in my ear. And the instructor said, say to yourself, I love you. They said, say the mantra over and over as we're jogging, I love you. And I started getting emotional. I started crying while I'm out there jogging, right? Repeating a mantra to myself saying, I love you. I started getting emotional. And I started to ask myself, why am I getting emotional telling myself that I love myself? And I had an epiphany. I had a realization that my entire life, I've been doing things from a place of survival. The goals I had set were to help my parents, to retire my family, to travel the world, to buy things for my spouse, to do materialistic things, right? And only over the last few years, I have started to shift my life from a place of love. I have walked away from clients, from businesses, from friendships, from my partner. I have completely walked away from those things because those things no longer serve me. Those things didn't align with me. I was doing those things from a place of survival or doing things for other people. And that's not a way to live life. Because when I found myself at rock bottom, the unhappiest and unfulfilled that I have ever been in my entire life, it's because I was living my life from a place of survival. And yes, I've had financial freedom and success and lifestyle, but I was unhappy. I was unfulfilled. Because I was doing everything for everybody else. So if in your life right now, you're doing things for survival, you're doing things to put food on the table for your kids, for your family. You're doing things for your partner. You're doing a job to pay the bills. But you don't love those things. You're not doing those things from a place of love, or better yet, loving yourself. That's something to take a look at, ladies and gentlemen, because that doesn't sound like a happy life. And when I started to understand these things in my life, and it's scary. It's scary walking away from a 10-year relationship to being completely alone. It's scary walking away from a business where all your friendships are in the business and being completely alone. It's scary walking away from friendships that you've known your entire life. It's scary. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that it's comfortable. I'm not saying any of those things. But when you've built a life that you have dreamed of your entire life and you are unfulfilled and unhappy, and this was the place that I have been in, why? Why? The happiness, the fulfillment matters more. So I encourage you to start to take a look at the things in your life. Tell yourself, I love you in the mirror. If you get emotional like I did, you know, sit with it. Why am I getting emotional? What's going on? Well, guess what? I'm just learning and continuously learning how to love myself. How to do things from a place of love for myself, meaning the people in my life, the connections, the businesses, the clients, my partner, my family, my friendships. Are all those things from a place of love? or all those things in my life because I align with it, because I love it and I love myself. And that's the life I have been building over the last several years, ladies and gentlemen. And to have that that conscious epiphany, realization, awareness of looking at everything and saying, is this from a place of loving myself or not? Start to make those shifts in your life. Start to take a look at, make a list. What are all the things you do in your life? And are you doing it for someone else? Or are you doing it for you? And then make a plan. Make a plan for yourself. If you're doing certain things in your life that are for others, that are from a place of survival, make a plan. Say, here's the things that I'm going to do that are going to be from a place of loving myself, from a place of bliss, from a place of happiness, right? Imagine a life, imagine a world where you are doing things from a place of bliss. The job you have, the business you have, the clients you have, the people you work with, you absolutely love, you thrive. You're excited every day to step into these environments with these people, to create something, to love on something, to make an impact. The partner you have in your life that you wake up to, that's your partner, that's your person. That's the person that supports you. That's the person that, when you're knocked down, knows how to pick you up. That's the person that you have built a conscious foundation and communication with, that you just thrive off of, that makes you want to be a better person. You have connections and friendships in your life that absolutely fill your heart, that they know how to support you and they know how to love you. And last but most important, you know how to love yourself. You have built a foundation, a conscious awareness, a foundation of self-love that you know how to support yourself. You know how to love yourself. You know in every moment and experience how you can step away, be alone, and fill your heart, fill your soul with love to bring you strength, to bring you passion, to bring you fulfillment, to go out in the world and build the successful relationship, to build the successful jobs, to build the successful businesses. And that doesn't mean monetary. That doesn't mean materialistic things. But that means filling your heart and your soul with love, with passion, with fulfillment, with excitement, with bliss and peace. Imagine building a life like that, ladies and gentlemen, and how much that fires you up. I actually have goosebumps right now, if you could see me, right? Imagine building a life like that. Well, let me tell you what, you can. And if you already have, kudos to you. That is so amazing. That is so, there's even not any words to it. But if you haven't, there's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. It's okay. No matter how old you are, no matter what you've been through in life, because you can always start now and you don't have to do it alone. This podcast, these episodes are experiences on how to build a life, how to love yourself, love for the soul in your life. So continue to tune into these podcasts as we dig deeper into these different areas. And go out there, make that list of the things that you are doing, bullet point, notebook, doesn't have to be perfect. A piece of paper, a notepad. Make that list of the things you are doing in your life for others from a place of survival. And then, ladies and gentlemen, flip that page and build a plan for yourself of the things that you're going to do from a place of love and loving yourself. It's not going to change overnight. It's going to be a journey. It's not going to be easy, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but imagine living a life of happiness. If I told you, hey, you're gonna be uncomfortable, you're gonna suffer for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, getting out of that comfort zone, getting out of that job that you've only known, but going into something that you're truly passionate and excited about. It's going to take a couple weeks, days, months to get you there, maybe a couple years, but then you're going to live the most happy, fulfilled life you ever have. Is it worth it to you? That's for you to answer. Go out there, make that plan, start to make those shifts. What do you need to do to shift from the first page to the second page? And you don't have to do it alone. Continue to tune in to Love for the Soul. We love you and send you love wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear. Love for the Soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.